Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, how's everyone doing today? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Next Level Faith Call with Vernitra Thomas. Welcome everyone today. So we're going to get started. We're coming from Deuteronomy 28 today, and we're going to go through verses 3 through 13. Deuteronomy 28, 3 through 13. We're reading from the New Living Translation today. And also, we have a powerful prayer that we're going to close the call out with. And this call is designed to uplift your family and unity love. And it is targeted to cover you for the entire week. So get ready to be blessed and covered in prayer. All right, so let's get started today with Deuteronomy 28. Oh, and the resource that we're coming from, we're using the King James Version of the Bible today. Actually, we're using the New Living Translation of the Bible. And we're also using Sidney Trim, Commanding Your Morning, Unleashing the Power of God in Your Life. So there's a powerful prayer at the end of this book. And we're also going to be reading from Deuteronomy 28, verses 3 through 13 from the Living Translation of the Bible. All right, so let's get started today. Here's how the word starts. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your town and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and your breadboards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he's giving you. Verse 9, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he swore he would do. Verse 10, then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. Verse 11, the Lord will give you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you, blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. Verse 12, the Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never borrow from them. If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will always be on top and never at the bottom. Powerful, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand to command my morning and decree it is a new day. Right now, I take authority over my day in the name of Jesus Christ. Every element of my day, every circumstance of my day, every situation of my day and my week is cooperating with purpose and destiny. And right now, I press towards the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. The season of frustration and failures, they're over. Right now, this week, I walk into seasons of success and prosperity. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Anything or anyone assigned to undergird me, frustrate me, hinder me, I command to be moved out of my sphere of influence in Jesus' name. I command my day, my week, to fully cooperate with your plan, God, and your original plan and purpose for it. I greet today with the great anticipation, Lord, of all of the good things you have in store for me all this week. I decree that it is a new day for my ministry. I decree and declare it is a new day for my business, a new day for my financial freedom, a new time for my relationships with my partner and my family and my friends. It is a new time for my health and my healing, even for my community. And right now, I download success into my week. I download prosperity into my week. I download health and healing into my day, into my week, and I walk it out in Jesus' name. I am wealthy. I have more than enough. God, I thank you for vision today, clarity in my vision. I have direction. God, you're leading and guiding me into all truth. I download integrity and even up righteousness. God, I download your resources from your Holy Spirit into my powerful day, into my powerful week. And I decree now, oh, something is happening. Something is changing. I have a fresh excitement. Oh, God, I have a fresh renewed mind, the mind of Christ that causes me to think on those things which are above. I even have a fresh zeal today. This zeal, more pep in my step, and I have a fresh anointing, and this anointing that is fresh on my life, this anointing that is fresh, hallelujah, is uncontaminated. It is uncompromised. By this anointing, every yoke is broken and destroyed off of my life. Right now, every burden is being lifted. Oh, God, it feels so light now. Your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. Oh, powerful God, place your anointing upon me today. Place your anointing upon me this week. The anointing that is on my life, it is repelling every individual with a diabolical assignment. Let this anointing flow uncontaminated and uncompromised, oh God, in my life. The anointing that is on my life right now for this season, for this mission, for this mandate, and even this purpose is only attracting those with divinely ordained assignments. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, place the following anointings upon me. The anointing of Solomon for resource management, wealth, prosperity, success, and even wisdom. God, place the anointing of Isaac upon me now for investment strategies, and even Cyrus' anointing for financial acumen. And Simon's anointing upon me, O God, for sensitivity and the obedience to the voice of you, God. Father, I ask that you pour out the anointing of Esther upon me now for divine favor and kingdom strategies. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, you're so gracious. Pour out Daniel's anointing upon me now for government, excellence, and integrity. God, pour out Joseph's anointing upon me now for political, business, and economic leadership strategies. Father, even Joshua's anointing, pour it out upon me, God, generously for warfare and prosperity and success strategies. God, I'm praying for the anointing of Abraham for pioneering new territories, for even new real estate acquisitions and intergenerational covenant blessings. God, I'm praying for Moses' anointing as a trailblazer and as a leader. God, I'm praying for Nehemiah's anointing as a renovator and as a restorer. God, pour out Ezra's anointing upon me now as the authentic worshiper of the true and living God. God, I'm praying for Deborah's anointing for balance today. Hallelujah. God, I praise you and I honor you. I thank you for balance in my life, even now as we speak. I cry out, God, for David's anointing for worship and praise. Hallelujah. To the King of glory. Hallelujah. To the blood of the Lamb. God, I'm praying today for Paul's anointing for cutting edge apostolic revelation, Elijah's anointing for prophetic accuracy and insight. Elijah's anointing, oh God, for servanthood, ministerial succession, and even the double portion of jurisdictional power and authority. God, I'm crying out for Azachar's anointing today for the discernment of the correct times and seasons. Since our times are in your hands, God, you will lead us and direct us, hallelujah, into all truths. God, I'm praying for Abigail's anointing for hospitality and prudence. Anna's anointing for intercession, oh God, even Christ's anointing for prophetic prayers, spiritual warfare, signs, wonders, miracles, and a purpose-driven life. God, I pray for Uzziah's anointing today for technological advancements, even the disciples' anointing, God, for learning. Teach me, God, what I don't know. God, I'm praying for Jabez's anointing that you would increase and enlarge my territory for intellectual growth. And God, I even pray for Eve's anointing for the fruitfulness and the dominion that you have promised me. Cause the apostolic, God, and the prophetic anointing to converge, to explode, and to be manifested in my life with accuracy, with authenticity, with clarity, and even excellence. Father, I pray, cause me to hear your loving kindness this morning, because I do put my trust in you. God, cause me to know the way in which I should walk, because to you I lift up my soul. Teach me your will. You are my God. Your spirit is so good. Lead me in the land of righteousness for your name's sake. Synchronize my life with your perfect will, with your perfect agenda, with your perfect calendar. God, superimpose your will over the will of evil spirits and evil men. Empower me, O God, to serve you in holiness and in righteousness. Grant me the divine kingdom asylum, the diplomatic immunity, and even evil. God, grant me the diplomatic immunity, O God, from evil that seeks to imprison me and that seeks to entrap me. Since my times are in your hands, God, you are delivering now. I feel the deliverance. You're delivering me from the hands of the enemy and from those who try to prosecute me. Dismantle evil powers working to frustrate my day. Dismantle evil powers working to frustrate my assignments and even my activity. Thwart the arrow shot towards me by day, God, and cause the terror by night to cease. Rescue me from my enemies, O God, for I hide myself in you. Cause the west winds of judgment to blow into the enemy's camp. Stop the diabolical cyclones and the democulative winds designed to bring shipwreck and disaster into my life. Cause divine and fresh winds of the Holy Spirit to blow. Let the west winds of replenishment, the north winds of abundance, and the south winds of restoration and supernatural supply blow profusely. Assign angels as my divine escorts, and assign these angels as my supernatural security. And let these angels marshal the boundaries and the borders of my spheres of influence. God, let these angels dismantle and destroy any satanic strongholds or destroy any satanic squatters. God, open the doors of life. And God, I pray that you close the gates of death and seal up the doors of affliction and torment. Open divine gates, God. Open divine gates of access of new doors of opportunity. God, open up new windows of divine inspiration, new windows of insight and revelation. God, we're praying for open paths of righteousness and avenues of success and prosperity. God, open divine gates of multiple streams of income with positive cash flow. God, let it be now, God. Let it be quickly. God, we're praying for open highways to places of divine assignments and prosperity. And God, even your channels of transmission and deliverance. Teach us your way, God, so that we may know how to conduct our week, so that we may know how to conduct our affairs in the most discerning and expeditious and wise manner. Father, allow only those with divine assignments to be drawn to us this week, and let your Holy Spirit, let his wisdom and his understanding and his counsel and his might and his knowledge and even the fear of the Lord and the prophetic insight, God, let it be upon us this week. Grant us the ability to hear from you clearly as you speak to us, giving us insight, giving us witty ideas and creative inventions. God, open our ears and let your word inspire us to righteousness. Cause our spiritual eyes, God, to function with 20/20 vision for the correct insight, for the correct understanding, for the correct interpretations of your movement, God, in this season. We bless you in Jesus' name. And now to him who was able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we could have asked for or imagined or thought of because of the power at work on the inside of us, to him who was able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to sustain our body, our soul, and our spirit, to the Almighty God, our King eternal, hallelujah, to the Father. God, we bless you and we honor you, the only wise true God. God, we bless you and we worship you forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Powerful today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding us today into all truth. God, thank you for blessing our week. Thank you for ordering our week according to your plan of blessings, according to your overflow of riches, and God, according to your more than enough. Thank you for our miraculous week as we stand giving you glory, honor, and all of the praise. Thank you all for joining us today on this powerful Blog Talk Radio with Next Level Faith Call. If you would like to reach us, email us at nextlevelfaithcall@gmail.com. And if you would like to sow a seed of love, please do. We accept seeds of all donations. We accept money through Cash App and also PayPal. Thank you so much. I am Vernitra Thomas. God bless you and your family and unity love. Peace.